Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me. I have no control over how long it takes to get results. I got to tell you, you know, in Nevada, we didn't even start getting results till about 9:40 because apparently there were lines, there were issues at the ballot, at the polls, and they didn't want to start releasing numbers, understandably so, until the last voter got to vote. Because, you know, that's why they don't like to release these early numbers, because they think people are going to be like, you know what, I'll just leave the line. Or maybe I do, you know, they want to know that people are going at it without being biased. Although, I mean, you're getting all this bias from all these political ads. So Nevada didn't start getting their results until about 9:40. And then it showed a predominant Democrat lead because we got Esmeralda County. The rural was going more Republican, but Clark County ended up showing it was more of a blue wave. And then overnight, when Washoe County came in and some of the other counties came in, now we have some tight races with the Republicans in the lead. Adam Laxalt right now is leading Catherine Cortez Masto by about 26,000 votes. I mean, it is tight. This is tighter than my pants right now. I mean, this is tight. Joe Lombardo, running for governor, is ahead of Steve Sisolak by 40,000 votes. I mean, this is tight. Arizona, also pretty tight. Carrie Lake, running for governor, Republican, against Katie Hobbs, Democrat. Katie Hobbs is leading her by 12,000 votes. This is tight. I mean, a Spanx couldn't make this race any more fittable. It's very, very, very tight. So, Nevada, about 77% of the votes have been reported, and it's gonna take a while, but I feel the anxiety temperature. I could taste it. The anxiety of this country, Republican and Democrat, is probably at its highest. I would say this is probably one of the most anxiety producing elections. Not just midterms, elections I've ever seen. And why? Well, let's talk about it. Okay, is it really about Republican Democrat, or is it about the whole entire process? First and foremost, we spent $17.1 billion on ads that we really didn't even want to see. Many of them had lies, and we were constantly bombarded with negativity on all sides from all these candidates. And you didn't know what the hell to believe. And it was $17.1 billion. That could have gone to anything else. Number two is, the election day started off with ballot machines having problems. I think Jersey had issues with their Dominion ballot machines. Arizona, 20 to 27% we're hearing, had to go to paper. So people who wanted to vote, you know, as I said before, even though we used to go to the polls and put our ballot in the box, now a lot of people don't trust paper ballots and they wanted to go and do it electronically. So that caused a lot of anxiety as to why would this be happening when you had, you know, 2 years to prepare. The tightness of it, the fact that we have a country that is really this divided, when you would think we would pretty much agree on the same things, you know, we would want a good economy, we would want strong education, you know, a good immigration system, strong borders, good national security, strong healthcare system, good environmental policies, but good fiscal policies, and attacking inflation and the recession the right way. and not exacerbating it. You would think in a country of 360, 70 million, the majority of us would be on the same page, have some consensus. But what's anxiety producing is you have such a split. And what's even more anxiety producing is, are we always going to be neck and neck? You know, we've had some very interesting politicians in our time, and some of them, you know, with you know, interesting backgrounds. We don't know if Biden is going to be you know, linked to, you know, some of the dealings with Hunter. We don't know what's happening with Trump. And we have a country that is continually, that is starting to be more and more neck and neck. I don't think we're going to see the Reagan landslide or the Bill Clinton popularity. I don't think we're going to see that anytime soon. And so it makes you wonder, how can we have a country that is so opposite when we, you know, we're pretty smart people? Another thing that's very anxiety producing is you're hearing media pundits call people stupid, which we're going to talk about. I'm hearing it from both sides. Anybody who voted for the right is stupid. Anybody who voted for the left is stupid. Okay, that doesn't help. That doesn't help. And we're going to be talking about that. And then we also we might have grown up with knowing election night who wins, who won, and instead we're being told it's going to take days. It's going to take days. Pennsylvania braced us. Pennsylvania said, look, guys, it's going to take days. It's going to take days. Don't. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, no, you know what? John Fetterman did win, so we're good. John Fetterman won. All right, but I thought you said it was going to take days. Because remember, Pennsylvania didn't start counting their ballots until the day of. Meanwhile, you have other states that usually come up with their results lickety-split, delayed. We had rumors and reports that polls were being asked to be closed by some of the political candidates due to weather. Well, that makes people a little nervous. So, the anxiety that you are having is very normal. It's expected. It's not abnormal. But, we need to, after this election and any future election, you know, really stop it. An election should not be this painful. It should not be this chaotic. It should not be this full of conspiracy where why were machines down and what's going on with the results or what's going on with the ballots. An election should be, you guys vote. We all took a vote. This many want this, this many want this, and this is where it's going to go. And instead, we probably still won't know for days who is going to be in control of the House, Senate. It's nerve-wracking. I hear you. 1-877-DOCTOR. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single, and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your comments, how do you feel out there? 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of you wrote over the break that Donald Trump causes you to be anxious. Okay. All right. We're here. We want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. And I was on the Steve Sanchez show yesterday. Steve Sanchez, Pat Cassell, Ginora. We were on a panel giving election results as they were trickling in. And the topic came up, which will continue to come up, is, you know, what happens with Trump? You know, Trump has insinuated multiple times that he's running. So allegedly, next Tuesday, he is going to announce that he is going to run. And after this election, the Republicans might be looking at, okay, you know, what is America telling us? Where are we with this? Now, Ron DeSantis did a fantastic job in terms of his race. He had a very, very nice margin, just like Governor Polis, I believe, in Colorado. So, you know, governors in their states where they have their base did pretty well. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with Nevada. It's neck and neck. Lombardo is leading Sisolak by just a few thousand votes. It's narrowing, but you know, DeSantis had a nice lead. People thought this was going to be a huge red wave, a red tsunami, because of what was coming out of Florida. But, you know, is DeSantis going to be a top choice for Republicans, or are they going to go for Trump? As of yesterday, prior to the election, it was going to be Trump. Trump, Trump, Trump. Why? Why did so many people, you know, put their support behind Trump? Well, he's one of the very few candidates that we've seen people love. That's, I know there's a lot of people that dislike him and hate him, but you didn't really have the I love Mitt Romney, I love George Bush, I love George Bush Sr. You didn't really have that I love. People loved Clinton, Bill Clinton. People loved Barack Obama. But I never saw that much passion for somebody as those who love Trump. Man. So with that, you would think, okay, that's kind of what candidates need. They don't need the, all right, the lesser of two evils. They need the, all right, you love him or you don't. The problem is if the country is this divided, and is it, if it's really going to be 50-50 with the Senate again, then do the Republicans take that risk of somebody that also has a huge population that doesn't like them? And Republicans, many Republicans are mixed. The anxiety of this election and the drama surrounding this election and the drama of everything going on might dissuade people from wanting to take that risk with Trump again. Now, President Trump, I think he wants to run. I predicted he was going to run again, because what better way to show somebody that America got it wrong than to get back in there and to get back reelected? So for his, you know, ego, of course he's going to. And, you know, people were pretty upset that I mean, I have never seen such post-election depression and concern. So he had a momentum. But is the momentum fading? You know, now that people see how locked and deadlocked the country is he not going to be the shoo-in? And I think a lot of Republicans are looking at this as, just like the Democrats are, is it too risky to put Biden up there? Is it too risky to put Trump up there if it's really this neck and neck? Who is more lovable? Who is going to be more, you know, approachable? Who's going to be more successful? You know, Trump had some good policies. He had some policies that people disliked. Biden had some good ideas, but there were a lot of things people didn't like. So Biden is controversial and Trump is controversial. People might want a less controversial candidate. Now, you could argue, well, DeSantis. People thought DeSantis was controversial because he didn't lock down. And he fought a lot of the woke ideals and a lot of the lockdowns and the more, you know, liberal actions that liberal governors did. So I think anybody on either ticket is going to be controversial. But, you know, would a moderate, you know, win? Do we even have moderates within the Democrat Party or the Republican Party that could be up there and be successful? It seems to me that those who get the juice and those who get the emotion and those who get the, yeah, we're behind you, are the ones on the extremes. So if you do have a candidate like Tulsi Gabbard or, I don't know, Joe Manchin, you know, or the ones that are kind of, you know, circling the equator going, hey, guys, you know, common sense, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, the base might not even support him. And the base may be like, look, if you want, you know, our coalition, if you want our numbers behind you, you need to wipe off student debt. You need to open the borders. You need to, you know, do X, Y, and Z. Same thing with the Republicans. If you want our support, wall, you know, changes in school education. So I don't know if Trump is going to, yeah, there's rumors saying he was mad and he was yelling and all that. And I'm not sure. And that, the, another thing, too, if I could give any advice to the Trump team, listen, Trump's popularity wasn't his tweets. You know, wasn't always the way he talked. I know it's entertaining, but what really got him his numbers were the policies. And I notice when he talks, he'll do like the, you know, Ron DeSanctimonious, or he'll make, you know, some digs against Pence. You don't want to do that. And there's a lot of people that like Mike Pence. There's a lot of people that like Democrats. If you want Democrat voters, you know, you can't just sit there and annihilate and make fun of them. So I think his approach, and I know that's Trump, and Trump might be funny, and it might have been entertaining, but, you know, you can't rip on Rand Paul's hair or his looks. You know, you can't do that like he did during the primaries. This is now a different election. It might have worked getting him into office, but now it's about checkbooks. It's about $5.69 prices of milk, egg prices, gas. And so, you know, he now needs to prove to people not that his policies will work, but that he's going to get voted in. And so if you're there and you're, you know, starting to eliminate people in your base, it's not going to convince others that you're going to be able to win the party. You know, Biden is playing it, you know, slow and safe and, you know, he's playing defense, but already Democrats are wondering, what are we going to do? And I told you guys, my prediction is Biden is going to retire early and give Kamala the presidency and take credit for giving us the first woman president. So I don't believe it's going to be a Joe Biden in 2024. I think it's going to be a Kamala Harris. And that might be easier for the Republicans to beat, but Joe Biden will not finish his presidency. And it's not even about him not making it health-wise. You know, he might be able to make it health-wise, God willing. I don't wish ill on anybody. But I think he's going to want to a situation, and the Democrats are going to want a situation where you would be unseating a woman in the presidency. And that is going to make Republicans play defense. It's something I've predicted. It might not happen, but I wouldn't be surprised if that's the move they make. So what I would do if I was Trump is, if he foresees, if he at all foresees, and people speculate that he's not going to win, okay, Trump doesn't like to not win. So he might want to be in a role where he is advising, or he is, he seems to like being out there on the, you know, on the campaign trail. He doesn't necessarily have to run the country again, because I worry that if he loses another election, it is going to be even more drama. And if it seems to be that there's more so, and maybe a lot of people are afraid to say who they support, because as you saw with the polls, which is another issue we need to talk about, I don't think a lot of people, the reason why the polls seemed off is I don't think a lot of people feel comfortable telling somebody over the phone that they support Trump or Biden. I think people are afraid to say who they support. And so they may not be that open about it. You have people open, but not the average. They might be like, who are you with, the Democratic Party? Oh, yeah, I love the Democrats. Click. So if there is more of a chance that Trump may not win, I don't think then he should run, because I don't think his ego can handle it, and I think it could actually hurt the party. If, however, people are frustrated with everything and they want his policies and he passes the polls with flying colors, we'll see. But Tuesday is going to be his big announcement. 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Midterm election results continue. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott wins big and tells Fox News President Biden has delivered a pay cut to Americans.
8 months, over 8%. Devastating impact for people who grew up like I did in a single-parent household working paycheck to paycheck.
As the numbers sit this hour, the Senate is leaning Democrat as they have gained one seat in a 48-47 race. On the other side of Congress, the House is leaning Republican, 199-172. These numbers are not final and continue to be counted. Georgia's Senate race between Republican Walker and Democrat Warnock, about 1% separation with 2% remaining to be counted. In Nevada's senatorial race, trailing most of the night, Republican Adam Laxalt has taken a 2.5-point lead over Cortez Masto, with 72% counted. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Okay, man, my allergies are kicking in. I tell you, we've had a lot of wind and dust, so don't worry, no COVID, which we will talk a little bit about. It's just, if you notice, everything from the health headlines kind of froze because the country is holding their breath. Let's read some of your comments and get to some of your calls. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Jeff writes, Trump-backed candidates were 174-9 yesterday. The media is the enemy of the people. Robert says, they really don't have a choice, the Republicans. He is, in fact, talking about Trump, not popular in the general, and has never been, and DeSantis is now much more formidable. We're taking your comments, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Missy writes, can you explain how Pennsylvania could vote for Fetterman? Okay. No, the Fetterman, yeah, Fetterman won. That was interesting. I knew it would go Fetterman's way when Dr. Oz won the primary. I was a little nervous about that because Pennsylvania is, you know, a lot of blue collar, maybe middle class, and Dr. Oz, nice guy. Very smart man, very, you know, but when, you know, people think of Dr. Oz, they think of, Hollywood. They think of, Oprah's boy. Oprah helped make him. His medical career was reputable, but in terms of him being a national or world icon in medical media, it took Oprah, and then he had a team that knew how to work with sponsors and things like that. And so, you know, when people saw Dr. Oz, they thought he was more Hollywood. The country, I don't know, was as open to more celebrity as we would think. This is why we don't really see a lot of George Clooney talk of having George Clooney run. Was it Matt McConaughey? Was, you know, flirting with a Texas position. I forget what he would run for governor. I'm not entirely sure. I think people are really about the policies now. I mean, they may not be about specific policies, but you know, do they like the policies of the Democrats versus the Republicans? And so George Clooney, who is a fantastic actor, handsome as hell, does he really know how to run the country? And I think people want individuals who have some experience. So, mind you, if you could run an OR, if you could run a medical practice, that I think gives you, definitely a nice resume. But I don't, you know, Muhammad Oz being the underdog, I just didn't think he could overcome. But the question keeps coming up, how could John Fetterman with a stroke win? And that actually also came up last night too. And I don't think people really care about, you know, medical issues. John Fetterman, in fact, I heard gave a lucid speech. Some people wondered if he might have even played up the stroke in terms of to get sympathy votes. I don't know. I can't comment on that. I am blown away that somebody with a stroke could do as well as he did. But again, if you catch a stroke early, which I've told you many times, and you get the occupational therapy, you get the clot dissolved if it's a thrombotic stroke, if it's a ischemic stroke, get the bleed controlled, if they get a thrombotic stroke, get your atrial fibrillation in check. If the atrial fibrillation puts you at risk, keep the blood thinners going. So there is a way to do well post-stroke. I've known many people to do well post-stroke, so that didn't bother me. Did he look like he could, you know, run a state? Did he look like he could, you know, participate in the Senate adequately? You guys might know more about that than I, so I'm not shocked about Fetterman winning. One thing that we're going to be also talking about a little bit later is I don't think the average voter is really about the person. You know, we had a lot of discontent with those who ran on the Republican and Democrat side in Nevada. And you had people tell me, but, you know, I don't like Adam Laxalt. I don't like him. And you know, some people are like, you know, Sisolak, I don't know if I like him, you know, versus Lombardo. And an answer people would give would be it's not about the person or their personality. It's about their, you know, what they do, what they accomplish, what they get done, their popularity. So I'm not surprised. You know, Dr. Oz ran a great campaign, but he was, you know, his wings were clipped. He couldn't really go after his component like a lot of his opponent, like a lot of individuals do, which I don't agree with. I don't really like the mudslinging. I don't like yellow journalism. I don't like beating people up and putting ads out there where there's falsities. But, you know, he was up against somebody who had a stroke, and he was the underdog. So you have to try to prove that on your record and with your ability, you can do and with your experience, you can do better than the other candidate. Well, he's not that experienced in in politics. He's very experienced in media and medicine. So he didn't really have enough to, you know, the R, he did well, by the way. I mean, when you really, really look at these races, I mean, some of these candidates, you know, they held their own, but it just wasn't enough to put them over the top. In fact, many people, when Dr. Oz was running in Pennsylvania, they go, Pennsylvania? I thought he's in California or New York. They didn't even know he was a Pennsylvanian. So, that, you know, when somebody from Pennsylvania doesn't even know that their candidate is Pennsylvanian, that's, it can hurt. Georgia, all eyes are on Georgia, and as predicted, Georgia is going to be probably the deciding factor in the Senate race if the Republicans make 50 of, and it's a little, we don't know where the Senate's going to go. It still might be in control of the Democrats. But Raphael Warnock is at 1.941 million votes. Herschel Walker is at 1.906. So we're talking 35,000 votes is separating them. Now, there's a Libertarian. There always is. And, I mean, I like Libertarian ideas, but Libertarians and Independents aren't the most popular. They you almost wonder why they run, because Chase Oliver got 2.1% of the votes, 81,000 votes. So you kind of wonder, you know, are they plants for Democrats or Republicans to pull away from the other candidate? Well, in Georgia, they have a runoff. If somebody doesn't make 50% of the votes, they do a runoff. Well, if Chase Oliver, with his 2.1%, 81,000 votes, doesn't get to be involved in that race, those 81,000 votes now can push one or the other over the top. And it kind of stinks, and I don't know anything about Chase. You know, he could be nice. But it kind of stinks because remember the runoff election in 2020, how expensive that was and the money that went into it? I mean, this, now there's going to be another election. You're going to have the country on edge. And you just wonder if, and I want whoever wants to run, you know, this is the American way. But if this was planted where, okay, well, you know, we'll put, you know, go ahead and do, you know, be there because you're going to pull from one side or the other, that it's more money. It's another election. It's more drama. So I don't think we're going to get any results soon coming out of Georgia. Arizona, very, very highly contested. Mark Kelly is probably going to be named. They have 66% of the votes. Blake Masters is narrowing in, but still has a way to go. In terms of the governor race, that has been kind of a surprise. Katie Hobbs had a big lead over Carrie Lake, but Carrie Lake is moving in. She's about 11,000 votes separating. All right, keep the questions coming, guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We do have a hurricane still. I know with everything going on, we had a subtropical storm that turned into a tropical storm, and now it looks like Nicole is reaching hurricane strength. I am hoping that if it does hit, it is going to lower, they're saying it will hit as a hurricane. Nicole is forecast to make landfall in Florida as a hurricane. Its impacts include prolonged coastal flooding, beach erosion, strong winds, high surf, heavy rain, and tornadoes. It is going to impact other parts of the southeast as well, as well as the mid-Atlantic and northeast. Nicole Center is right now arriving in the northwest Bahamas. Maximum sustained winds of 70 miles per hour. All it needs to do is get up to 74 miles per hour to hit a Category 1. They say the large wind field of Nicole means tropical storm force winds 39 miles per hour or greater is already extending well to the west, north, and northeast of that center. So wind gusts of 40 are already now occurring on Florida's Atlantic coast. A few gusts over 50 have been reported at Lake Fort Worth Pier and Seawalls Point. The size of this hurricane and its breadth and width appears to already be covering multiples of the ability to cover the whole southeast of the United States. So large pounding waves, coastal flooding impacting much of the southeast coast, water levels topped around 2 feet above normal along Florida's Atlantic coast, and flooding has already been reported on Anastasia Island near St. Augustine and some streets in West Palm Beach. So we'll keep you guys posted. The storm surge flooding this is following repair and recovery from the previous hurricane. So it's definitely not anything we really needed right now, but we have it. All right. Martin writes, Doc, I'm done. I'm never voting again. I don't even know if I can live in this country anymore, he writes. If this is what the voters want, high prices, inflation, gas, let them have it. I won't vote anymore. All right. First and foremost, any of you upset, and remember we talked about election depression and all that, you will let your adversary have the final blow if they change you and dim your light and dim your passion and dim your vote. Right? Anybody who says after the loss or win of this election or whatever that, okay, they don't have to be involved, that's a win for the other side. There is nothing either side wants more than disillusioned voters saying, I'm out. I'm done. Why vote? The surrender is deadly for any political party. So I get it. I get it. And I think a lot of people feel this way. I heard a lot of people last night. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I get why people are upset. It's really, really difficult to, and again, it's really hard to wrap our heads around how is the country this divided? Yeah, I mean, how can two people, educated on all sides, how could they look at this country from a completely different prism? It does. It blows my mind, too, as a doctor. But the day you give up and you say, I'm not voting again, it doesn't matter. That's the day we lose democracy. I mean, like what happened in Arizona is very confusing. I don't know what the hell happened with the voting machines. And I get there are glitches. Glitches happen. But if a glitch happens now, with all the cluster and a half we've had with paper ballots, now people are going to assume that these glitches aren't just glitches anymore. That they're planned. That there's something going on. And the suspicions are going to continue to grow. And so when somebody tells me they don't want to vote because they think there's fraud, okay, that's a problem, and we have got to fix the fraud. You cannot have people not think that their vote is going to count. And mind you, there was a lot of weird stuff, a lot of shenanigans in the last, you know, election. And still, there was some stuff that is making us scratch our heads. I still don't understand why I was purged from the voting system and why half of my family got voting ballots, the other half didn't. And we were told, well, it's because you guys asked, or you asked to be completely purged from this. I didn't ask. Who wrote that to you? Did you verify it? Did you call me? If you got an email saying that somebody pretending to be me, you listen? What the hell's going on? So, you know, and I'm not saying there's, you know, a lot of shenanigans, but when people tell me they got three ballots, people tell me they didn't get their ballot, you know, there's going to be mistakes. Now, you hope that the average person that votes for their dead spouse is so far and few between that those numbers don't make a difference. But as I said yesterday, the problem is paper ballots were never done at this level, at this degree. And even those individuals who said, look, I'm not going to submit paper, I'm going to go to the poll, when they were turned away from the polls and said, look, just put your ballot in a box, that makes people nervous. Now, maybe everything was on the up and up, because we've had elections before COVID where you would, you know, put your vote on a piece of paper, and then you would stick your piece of paper in a box. They would do the counting would be publicized, and then everybody knew everything was up and up. Now, there are so many ballots that you can't just have a camera on two people going this vote for this one, this vote, and the ballots, there's like 70 different choices. So, you know, this, I'm done, I'm never voting again, I get you're upset, I get it, you know, cool down a little bit, I get how, you know, people are frustrated, but remember, they win. You know, when you get dumped, I've gotten dumped many times in a relationship, and you say, I'm never dating again, I am done with men, or I'm done with women, or I'm done with, you know, dating. Well, then you just let that person who dumped you win. I told you guys, what's the best thing to do when you get dumped? What's the best way to get back at somebody who did you wrong in that relationship? Show you're doing better. What's the best thing to do when somebody fires you? Show you're doing even better. But if, you know, people think, well, I'm going to be depressed. I'm not going to eat. I'll commit suicide. That'll show them. No, then they win. That means they had all that power over you. Apathy is one of the biggest weapons. And if you're like, ain't no thing but a chicken wing, I'm doing better. I'm out there having fun. I'm living my life. I'm looking good. And I'm meeting better people than you. That's how you get back at them. So, if Republicans feel like they got a shellacking, or the Democrats feel like they got a shellacking, you know, your job is to not give up. Your job is to, all right, well, then let's find candidates that will win. And you will. There will always be. I mean, and I know people think there'll never be another Republican in the presidency, or there'll never be another Democrat in your particular states. No. I mean, look, Arizona changed. I mean, Nevada, you know, went from Republican to Democrat. I mean, Reagan was a Republican. And, I mean, California was very Republican. And then all of a sudden, it turned Democrat. So, things change. They always do. Nothing stays the same. Now, one of you had written that things are going too fast. Things are moving way too fast. We're going to talk about that. That is anxiety-producing. How do we kind of slow the roll? But I want to take your calls. Call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.